From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with the WBHM News. One issue Republican leaders said they'd bring up in this year's Alabama legislative session is school choice. We now have specific proposals. Lawmakers introduced bills this week to create education savings accounts. These would be taxpayer-funded accounts families could use to pay for private school or homeschooling. And it's where we start our weekly legislative wrap-up with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
This school choice legislation is called the Price Act. Tell us more about what it would do.
So this is, like you said, education savings accounts. This is kind of a popular concept that's been passed in multiple states. It allows parents to keep a portion of the state income tax that they pay into the state and put that into an education savings account that would then go to pay for whatever choice they wanted, private school, a different district school, a charter school, what have you. This specific bill is unique because anybody could be able to do this, any parent, any income level. Parents that are currently sending their children to private school would essentially be able to claim this tax break. It's very broad and also lacks some of the accountability guardrails that other states have enacted in their school choice laws. So those are a couple of the issues you're going to see discussed as this bill comes into committee and everything, is the money that it takes away from the Education Trust Fund and the lack of accountability that other states have included.
Well, also this week, a House committee approved a bill that would ban discussing divisive concepts in the classroom. And Todd, what constitutes a divisive concept under this bill?
I don't have the bill in front of me, but generally speaking, a divisive concept, as defined by the bill, would be anything that singles out a race, a gender, a religion, and assigning guilt or blame in that way. We're kind of talking around the issue of critical race theory, right? This is cropping up from the emergence of critical race theory and the concern by many on the right that it's being indoctrinated into schools and across institutions and everything. You won't see the words critical race theory in the bill. You know, any concept, any notion, you know, to be taught to students, you know, has to be free of these divisive things that assign blame. And the bill sponsor essentially says that he believes concepts like that teach students to be more racist rather than simply learning history for what it is.
Well, also, lawmakers last year banned transgender athletes in K-12 schools from competing on sports teams that match their gender identity. A bill made it through a House committee this week, which would extend that to college sports in Alabama. What did you hear both sides saying about this?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, this is an extension. You know, they did pass the high school transgender athletics ban last year. This is maybe even a more applicable issue because so much of the news nationwide has been about college rather than high school sports. And so it came up in committee. It passed. It's the familiar dividing lines. You've got Republicans and those on the right who say this is, you know, these woke policies. It's not fair for those who are biologically male and have those inherent biological advantages in athleticism to compete in women's sports. I mean, the sponsor said it's about protecting women's sports, obviously she being a woman. But the other side says, no, it's discriminatory. You know, multiple states have pursued similar bans. And I think it's a reflection of the NCAA has really not addressed this issue completely.
Well, finally, I do want to bring up one moment specifically. This is Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton. He was on the Senate floor on Wednesday afternoon.
You know, I'm just a bill. Oh, I'm only a bill sitting on a Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long haul.
So we got his rendition of I'm Just a Bill from Schoolhouse Rock. What was going on here?
Sometimes during the Senate debate, they will kind of get into a filibuster mode, but they're not serious about it. They're prolonging the session really to allow those that are negotiating a bill to kind of get their business done. And so Senator Singleton is a frequent person at the mic during those times, and he can be a real character. But I thought it was hilarious. And, I mean, you know, I grew up on all those Schoolhouse Rock videos. And look, that cartoon, that's an excellent explanation of the legislative process. Everybody should watch that and listen to that before coming to the State House. It's spot on.
Well, Todd, maybe we can get your adverbs here this time next
lolly
week.
Lolly, lolly.
But appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Todd Stacy is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. You can hear a weekly wrap-up of the legislative action most Fridays during the legislative session.